is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States and South Africa have both reported record daily new coronavirus infections, with U.S. figures surpassing 50,000 cases a day for the first time, underlining the challenges still ahead as nations press to reopen their shaken economies. The U.S. recorded 50,700 new cases, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University, as many states struggled to contain the spread of the pandemic, blamed in part on Americans not wearing masks or following social distancing rules. In South Africa Thursday, authorities reported more than 8,000 new cases, a new daily record. The country has the most cases in Africa, with more than 159,000, as it loosens what had been one of the world's strictest lockdowns. Johannesburg is a new hotspot with hundreds of health workers infected, and Gauteng province, which includes Johannesburg, has more than 45,000 confirmed cases. The African continent has more than 405,000 confirmed cases. The World Health Organization, or WHO, meanwhile, says smoking is linked to a higher risk of severe illness and death from the coronavirus in hospitalized patients, although it was unable to specify exactly how much greater those risks might be. In a scientific brief published this week, the UN Health Agency reviewed 34 published studies on the association between smoking and COVID-19, including the probability of infection, hospitalization, severity of disease, and death. WHO noted that smokers represent up to 18% of hospitalized coronavirus patients and that there appeared to be a significant link between whether or not patients smoked and the severity of disease they suffered, the type of hospital interventions required, and patients' risk of dying. This is VOA News. Ghislaine Maxwell, the former girlfriend and longtime associate of the late accused sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, was arrested by the FBI Thursday. Maxwell faces six charges. She is due to appear in court later today. Epstein hanged himself in a New York jail cell last year while awaiting trial on charges of trafficking minors for sex. U.S. prosecutors are investigating whether he had accomplices. U.S. unemployment fell to 11.1% in June as the economy added a solid 4.8 million jobs, the government reported Thursday. But the job market recovery may already be faltering because of a new round of closings and layoffs triggered by a resurgence of the coronavirus. While the jobless rate was down from 13.3% in May, it is still at a Depression-era level. A British judge Thursday refused to give Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro control over $1 billion in gold sitting in a Bank of England vault, ruling that it is unlawful to give it to the socialist leader, since Britain does not recognize him as president of the Latin American nation. Maduro has demanded the gold to help his cash-starved nation fight the coronavirus pandemic, but the Central Bank for the United Kingdom, whose government recognizes Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as his country's legitimate leader, had refused to hand it over to Maduro's administration. At least 162 people were killed Thursday in a landslide at a jade mine in northern Myanmar, the worst in a series of deadly accidents at such sites in recent years that critics blame on the government's failure to take action against unsafe conditions. Myanmar Fire Service Department, which coordinates rescues and other emergency services, announced about 12 hours after the morning disaster that 162 bodies were recovered from the landslide from the region at the center of the world's biggest and most lucrative jade mining industry, about 950 kilometers north of Myanmar's biggest city, Yangon. The jade miners were smothered by a wave of mud, the fire service said. The most detailed estimate of Myanmar's jade industry said it generated about $31 billion in 2014. Sweden's foreign minister says Iran has agreed to compensate the families of the foreign victims of a Ukrainian passenger plane shot down outside Tehran in January. She says the agreement follows negotiations with Iran and the countries with citizens among the victims. And President Vladimir Putin is thanking Russians after a nationwide vote approved controversial constitutional reforms that allow him to extend his rule until 2036. For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.
In broadcast.